And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Small is Beautiful. Each of my guests is explaining why small is the new big, whether it's in government, nanotechnology, or inconsistent lottery winnings. My next guest is the Guinness Book of World is in the Guinness Book of World Records for winning 7 lottery grand prizes worth over $1 million, a feat that no other person has accomplished. He'll share his lottery system of how to play and win big from his book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning at the Lottery. And if you want to call in and ask a question or just join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. A big shout out to Gerald in Ventura. He is the winner of 4 sandwiches or 4 salads from Urbane Cafe. 2 locations to serve you, one in the Barnes & Noble Plaza in Ventura, the other at the intersection of Rose and Gonzalez in Oxnard. Gerald, thank you so much for being a loyal listener, and congratulations to you for winning. For all of the others who called in and didn't win, we'll have other giveaways later in the week, so you want to stay tuned for that. My next guest, Richard Lustig, lives in Florida, and he's won the Florida lottery 7 times with prizes over $1 million, totaling over $1 million. His most recent win was last summer. Richard has packaged all of his knowledge into his latest book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. He's taught many people, including his own family members, how to win, and here are just some of the examples of students and their results. A Florida couple who hit it big in the Mega Money jackpot for $2 million within a few months of learning Richard's system. A Kansas City man won $10,000 using Richard's advice. A New Jersey man who read Richard's method and has since hit 4 out of 5 winning numbers worth over $1,000 in 2 consecutive months. An Austin, Texas man, lotto player, won $550 his very first day of trying. And a man who saw Richard on Fox and Friends morning show followed his on-air tips and won $500 that very evening. So it's little wonder that Richard has been on Good Morning America, CNN, Fox Business, The Daily Buzz, the list goes on and on. Joining us from South Florida, hi Richard, how are you today?
I am fine, Bill, how are you?
Well, terrific, and welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, and thank you, for that was a great introduction. Boy, you did a really good job there.
Oh, well, thanks, that's why I'm Billy the Brain, and that's why you're on the show. So let's jump into it. Gambling systems, I mean, they've been around for years, Richard. Lottery systems are designed so that most people do not win. So how does your method improve the likelihood of a person winning a prize, possibly even the grand prize?
Because it works. That's the most simplest question. There are people out there, you know, people say to me, well, other people have books out there, and they claim they have methods and systems that teach you how to win. And I say, but research those people out. You will find that these other people that have these so-called systems and books out there have never won a grand prize. It's amazing how they can be selling these books. I have won 7 lottery game grand prizes, and I tell people, check me out. Don't just believe me, because everything I say is real. I mean, all my 7 grand prizes are registered with the Florida Lottery. If you want to take the time to do the research, you can find them on the Florida Lottery website. So, I mean, that's the answer. It works.
All right. Well, then that's always a good thing when a system that you propose works. But I guess my next question is, you've got this successful system for winning. Why did you decide to share it with others? Why didn't you just keep it to yourself and continue winning and winning and winning?
Well, because why not share it with people? I mean, first of all, let's face it. I'm selling my book, and I make money on my book, so I'm making money on it. But second of all, by sharing it with other people, it's not hurting my chances. Because that's a myth that some people are misconceived by. They say, well, if more people are following your method, then the chances of winning become less. No, it's not true at all. You're not playing against each other. You're playing against the house. So it doesn't matter how many people are playing. The only time it matters is if you had more than one person win a particular night's grand prize, then you divide it among those people. But, hey, if the grand prize is $10 million and there were 10 winners, can't tell me that every one of those 10 winners would be filled with $1 million.
No, without a doubt. And that sort of leads me to a follow-on question. Have you ever shared a prize with one of your students?
I have shared my money with my family. I mean, whenever we've won, we've given money to our family members.
But I mean to say, you and a family member have not won the same lotto prize on the same day at exactly the same time, have you?
No,
Okay. I was just wondering. No. The odds of that happening would be statistically astounding, but I thought I would just ask anyway. So let's talk about your system, if we can, for just a little bit, in a little bit more detail. How many different states has your system been successful?
Not only throughout the United States, but around the world.
Oh, really?
People who have bought my book from the UK, Australia, Canada, the Philippines, South Africa. I mean, I've had people buy my book from all over the world and have contacted me and told me that once they started following my method, they're winning more money than they've ever won before.
Well, now that's good to know. And just out of curiosity, because you do make a study of these sort of things, why are lotteries, why are games of chance more popular in the other English-speaking countries like Great Britain, Australia, South Africa, you mentioned just in your last answer? They seem to be more popular there. Why is that? Why are they more popular than in the United States?
That I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Just was curious about that.
I don't know.
Now, as far as the people listening to the sound of your voice, we're here in California, so the California lottery is what we're most concerned about. Is the California lottery system any more or less difficult than other state lottery systems to win? And will your system apply and work here in California?
I don't care if you're talking about playing the Florida lottery games, California lottery games, Illinois lottery games, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be some games that are a little more difficult than others. That has nothing to do with what state it's in. It's just the particular games that you're playing.
Okay.
And yes, my method works. It would work in California and as well as Florida and every place else. I mean, as you mentioned, there's a couple in Tampa, Florida, who followed my method, won $2 million. The gentleman in Kansas City, Missouri, followed my method, won $10,000. We also have a couple of the wife saw me on one of the news programs that I had done. I don't remember if it was Good Morning America or Fox or Friends, whatever it was. She goes running into the other room and says to her husband, honey, I just saw this guy on TV. And he's won the lottery a bunch of times, and he wrote a book, and it tells you how to play. And like most typical husbands would say, he said, yeah, sure, whatever. Well, she went out and bought the book anyway. They followed my method, and within 3 to 4 months, now these people live in Iowa. Within 3 to 4 months, they hit a $9 million grand prize by following my method.
Wow, $9 million. Would that constitute the largest single prize that any of your students or you have won?
That I am aware of. You know, people are not always quick to step up and compliment and brag or talk about things. So I'm sure there's plenty of people. I mean, I've gotten tons of emails and phone calls from people that have followed my method and are winning more now than they ever won before. But I can't even imagine, because we've sold so many books worldwide and we're selling books every day, I can't imagine how many people out there have bought my book, followed my method, and have won, have not contacted us. But as far as we know, yes, the $9 million win in Iowa is the largest one that we've been told of so far.
Wow, that is a big win. My guest is Richard Lustig. He's author of the book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. And we're talking about his proven system of doing that. So your system isn't just playing a single game, is it? You're really spreading your chances out among various games. Talk to me about the integration of scratcher games with maybe 5-number lotto games versus 7-number lotto games. How do you mix and match to maximize your chances of being a winner?
The most simplest answer I can give you there is budget. I tell people one of the most important things I tell people all the time is set a budget. It is so easy to catch the lottery fever and start spending more money than you can afford. Folks, don't do that. Do not spend grocery money. Do not spend rent money. Don't worry about the guy next door who may be buying more lottery tickets than you. Maybe he can afford it. Set a budget. So once you've got your budget and you know what you can afford to spend, then you can determine how many different games you can play and how much you can play in each game. My method works for both numbers games like Mega Millions and Powerball and so forth and so on. And it also works for scratch tickets. I teach people how to increase their chances with scratch tickets.
All right. Well, let's talk about it since you brought up budgets. And let's assume that somebody wants to play, but they've got a kind of a meager budget. Does that hurt or help them in the chances of winning one of the big prizes?
Obviously, the more you can afford to play, the better your chances are going to be of winning. But yes, someone with a very small budget is still, from following my method, going to be able to increase their chances of winning. Obviously, the guy with the bigger budget is going to be able to increase his chances even more. But I'm always worried about when I say that, because I don't want the guy with the smaller budget to get the fever and say, well, I want the more chances to win, so I'll spend a little more money. If you can't afford it, don't.
Well, I think that that's sage advice. Now, I know that's easy to say when you're calm and dispassionate like we are here, but when you're in the midst of it, I agree, there's probably a lot of fever that would sweep you up and carry you away. My guest is Richard Lustig. So, Richard, scratchers. How important are scratchers? Can you, you know, and talk to me about winning big on scratchers. Has anybody that you've ever taught or bought your book won a major prize on scratchers?
I have. One of my seven lottery game grand prizes was on a scratch ticket.
Wow.
The guy in Kansas City who won the $10,000, that was on a scratch ticket. So, yes.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be the Powerball. It doesn't have to be one of the numbers games. It can actually be something as simple as the scratcher game.
Not only scratcher games, but also there's games out there that are called second chance drawings that a lot of people aren't even aware of. Two of my lottery game grand prizes were in that.
Well, talk to us. What are second chance drawings, and why aren't more people aware of them?
That's in my book.
All right. So I'm not going to give away the secret sauce here on the air. You're going to have to buy the book, which is titled Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning at the Lottery. I'm talking to the author, Richard Lustig. So, Richard, let's talk about the transition that you've sort of made. Your life has been kind of interesting, going from musician now into the lottery business. Now you're in the information business, and you are really selling information to people who want to learn how to increase their chances of winning at the lottery. So talk to us about the information business. How's that different, or how's that complementary to your core business of either the lottery, winning at the lottery, or your core business of music?
Well, I mean, now that I've got the book out for sale and people are purchasing it and they're learning how to increase their chances of winning, you're right. It is an information type of it's a service and everything. I'm having fun with it. I'm having fun teaching people how. You know, here's the thing, Bill. It's not that people are stupid. Okay, it's not that people are stupid. It's just that people don't know how to play. Every single day, I'm out there, I go to the store, buy my tickets, and I see people purchasing, whether it's numbers games tickets or scratch ticket games, and I see them doing all the wrong things. And sometimes I'll say something, you got to be a little careful because some people get, you know, they get insulted or whatever, but it's that people just don't know how to play. So what I'm teaching them, I'm not saying to people, spend more money. I'm not saying to people, don't play. What I am saying is, if you are going to play and you figure out what you can afford to play, play smart.
And that makes some sense. So your system is how to play smart at that. And the info business, I mean, you have people from around the world buying your books. Is this a deluge of people that are coming to you, or is it a trickle? How do the customers come to you?
Oh, just like doing the interview with you. And you know, I was on your show back in February.
Yeah.
And I have... I do radio interviews, I do television interviews, I do newspaper interviews, and so people hear about it, they see me, they hear me, and that's what causes them to go to my website and purchase the book. And now I'm going out and I'm doing speaking engagements where people are actually getting to come and meet me and hear me talk live. In fact, in just a matter of less than 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be over there in your neck of the woods in California.
That's right. You're coming here to the Golden State. So tell us about your new speaking engagements and so forth. You're coming here to California. Where are you coming? When are you going to be here? If people are interested and they want to learn more about your system, talk to us about the event that's coming up.
On Saturday, December 3rd, I'm going to be at the Golden Acorn Casino, which is in Campo, California. From what I understand, it's about an hour outside of San Diego. I'm going to be speaking at 8 p.m. that night. There's no admission. The casino's not charging admission to come and hear me talk. And people are going to be able to come there. They're going to be able to meet me. They're going to be able to hear me talk about my method. If they're interested, they'll be able to purchase my book. I'll autograph it for them. There's going to be door prizes. The casino's giving away some really cool things, casino free plays and dinners for two. In fact, I'm also going to give away one person in the audience is going to win a free autographed copy of my book. So, yeah, I'd love to see as many of your listeners out there as possible.
All right. Now, Campo's only about 4 hours from here on the freeway, so it's not that far, and it's certainly not inconceivable that somebody would drive to you. But December the 3rd is kind of a long way away. If people want to learn more about your speaking engagement, is there someplace on the internet that they could go to learn about the details for December the 3rd?
Yes, winninglotterymethod.com. That's my website, winninglotterymethod.com. There's a page there called Upcoming Events, and they can click on that, and they can see where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be and what interviews I'm doing and whatever.
Oh, that is great. My guest is Richard Lustig, author of the book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning at the Lottery. Richard, what do you want people to take away from reading your book?
I want them to take away the knowledge to play smart so that I hear from them by phone or by email saying, Richard, I bought your book. I can't believe it. I'm on my way to the lottery office to cash in $1 million winner.
Oh, that would be great, and we'd all love to be there. Richard, give us that website again. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, what is that website?
Again, it's winninglotterymethod.com. They can purchase my book in English. Also, we got a lot of requests from the Latin community, so my book is also available in Spanish only through my website. We also have people out there. I'm guilty. I'm not a big reader. So we also have my book available as an audio CD, so they can purchase it in English, Spanish, or as an audio CD through my website. And here's what I'd like to do, Bill, for your listeners.
What's that?
I want to give them a special offer.
Oh, great.
The first 10 people right now, that they have to do both these things to qualify. First, go to my website and purchase my method. Again, whether it's English, Spanish, or audio CD, if they go to my website and they purchase my method. And while they're on my website, there's a place that they can sign my guest book. And if they'll sign the guest book, and one of the questions it asks them is, how did you hear about my method? And if they put in there, well, I heard about your method by listening to Billy the Brain on KKZZ AM 1400. If they do both those things, buy the method and tell us they heard about it on your show, when we send their purchase out to them, we will include a Florida Lottery scratch ticket, which is going to give them a chance to win at least $5,000.
Wow.
The first 10 people to do that.
That is great. The first 10 people, and what's that website again?
WinningLotteryMethod.com.
Richard, it is a delight. Thank you again for being my special guest, and thank you for the special offer for my listeners. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Bill, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure being on your show.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.